Monday. This is Mason here with Feedback Loop with Mason and Jacob. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That song was Free Yourself by Jesse Ware. And up now we have Bon Voyage by Alix. That was Bon Voyage by LEX. Up now we have Love Less by Joji. Joji just came out with a new album 5 days ago. Which the album's called Kiss in the Wind. Do with that will. But this is Love Less by Joji.
Just too much. Can't get enough of you, no, no. But you won't set me free. You love me the more I don't show up. When I'm ready, you're not ready. Trying to carry this love, and it's heavier by my size.
Now we have another new song that was actually also released this past Friday. This is Die For Me by Zink. He announced a tour that he's going on, as well as a new album that I think is coming out in April. But this is Die For Me by Zink.
Ain't nothing worse than somebody who lies to your face and then swears it's the truth. If you never let me go. 2 a.m. you ain't home. Call your friends, said you're gone. I'm not gonna wait up here. Go ahead and stay all day. I'll sleep just fine without you. Yeah. Ain't nothing worse than somebody who lies to your face and then swears it's the truth. I love you, you said it out.
those empty words you spit now. You told me you love me, where are you now? Never let me go.
All right, up now we have You're Not the Only One by Sam Fender. Enjoy.
Don't
right. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Up now, we have The First Taste by Fiona Apple, which was released in 1996. It's on her album Tidal. And yeah, it's a new song to me. Hope you guys like it.
I do not struggle in your web, because it was my aim to get caught. But daddy long legs, I feel that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me the first.
Hope you guys liked that one. I thought it was pretty good. Up now, we have a shorter song, Stargirl Interlude by The Weeknd featuring Lana Del Rey.
I had a vision, of my nails in the kitchen, scratching countertops. I was screaming, my back arch like a cat, my position.
Hope you guys liked that song. This message is for you all sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org. All right, everyone. I'm here with Jacob as well now. We're going to take 10 minutes to do something a little different in honor of, I guess, Valentine's Day. So we pulled up this New York Times 36 questions that lead to love. We're definitely not gonna get through all of them, but we wanted to go through some. So, yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Well, Mason, given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want to ask?
This is a really tough question. I think I kind of have music on my mind right now, so I would probably say an artist. My number one artist this past year was Carly Rae Jepsen. I think that she's pretty cool. I would love to chat with her about her music. But I also kind of think this question, I would probably just want to have, maybe friends and family, just because they're people you already know. You know, it can be intimidating meeting someone new. What about you, Jacob?
Cool. Who would I want as a dinner guest? For context, the question was, given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want to have as a dinner guest? And I think I would want a journalist that I really like that most people probably won't know, named Nilay Patel, and he's the editor-in-chief of The Verge, and he does this outstanding, pointed, smart podcast where he interviews these CEOs, and he just does a really good job keeping them on their toes and asking them interesting questions. So I know if I had him for dinner, he would ask me really interesting questions, and I would get to ask him really interesting questions.
Great. Sorry, I forgot to turn the mic on, but we're all good now.
It's okay.
Okay, next question. Would you like to be famous in what way?
No, I don't think I'd ever want to be famous. I think it's so hard for famous people to live their lives. right? I think they're scrutinized. I think they're attacked on the internet, even when they do things that aren't very wrong that you and I mess up every day. I think they're held to an impossible standard, and people love to just, like, oogle. Like, I hate that people just, like, talk endlessly about famous people on the internet. It's like, well, they're people too. Let them make mistakes. So.
Yeah, I would say I have entertained the idea. I think in theory it sounds nice, but I think in reality you are under a lot of scrutiny, like you said, and I think you kind of just have a general lack of privacy, which I think I would very, very much struggle with. I think that it could be nice to, like, have a platform to put out in the world, and I have a lot of respect for famous people, but I think that it's definitely a difficult job.
It is a job that I could not do. Before making a telephone call, Mason, do you ever rehearse what you are going to say and why?
Aside from just, like, thinking a little bit before, I don't really think that I do. I'm sure that maybe in a certain context I would, but I think, honestly, I feel like people make calls these days. Like, people still make phone calls, but I think it's much, much less than maybe, like, 10 years ago. At least that's kind of my perception of it. But I think if I were to maybe rehearse it, it would maybe be for, I mean, a more serious conversation. But for the most part, I'm maybe calling a friend to make plans or see how they're doing or things like that. So I don't usually have to think too much before I pick up the phone and call someone. What about you?
I actually have a very different answer than you, and I think in a way that will be pretty interesting. I end up, for whatever reason, talking on support phone calls for a while. Like, if I need something done, like, I'll call the company and I'll get support done. And oftentimes in high school, because I had a very high voice in high school, the people on the phone would automatically assume that I was a woman. And then when they asked for my name and I gave my name as Jacob, they would say, "Oh, well, I'm so sorry, sir." Or they wouldn't even know what to call me. And so I think that I wanted to sound strong and confident on the phone, so I would rehearse what I was going to say, right? Because I wanted to feel good when I talked to these people and when they, I guess, misgendered me in a sense. And also, I think that I would, and probably still do, Mason and I were just talking about this, I probably subconsciously try to masculinize my voice and make my voice deeper on the phone so I can command a little more respect. True. And Mason and I were just talking about this.
Yeah, I definitely do that for a more serious or a more formal conversation. Okay, next question. What would constitute a perfect day for you?
That's a great question. People that know me know that I love amusement parks, so it would probably be a day at one of my favorite amusement parks. On the way there, we would get there at opening, because you gotta get there at opening, but on the way there, we would listen to my favorite music, maybe some music that I love to pick out on this show, and I'd be with my very best friends, and it'd be clear skies, it'd be hot but not too hot, it would be just enough, crowded enough for it to be lively, but not crowded enough to wait, and it wouldn't be very windy. But what about you, Mason? What would be your perfect day?
Nice. I don't know if I have as a succinct answer, but it is winter right now, and I love to spend time outside, and I love to ski. So I definitely think that, you know, waking up on a nice mountain, maybe it's snowing, you get to, you know, I'm probably maybe at one of my favorite mountains, which is Burke Mountain in Vermont. And I just get to have a perfect, beautiful day of skiing. There's fresh powder, and I'm maybe with my family, maybe with my friends. And I just get to enjoy the day, and we, you know, come back after a long day, have good food, and just enjoy each other's company.
That sounds like a wonderful day. I have yet to ski in my 4 years up here. I've come to Tufts, and I need to check that off my bucket list, but I don't know if I will. We talked about your perfect day. When did you last sing to yourself, Mason, or to someone else?
The last time I sang to myself was definitely yesterday, when I honestly sing to myself a lot. In the shower, I will sing. I always listen to music in the shower. I bring my speaker with me into the bathroom, and I listen to music. I just have to. I've gotten into that routine. I don't even know when, maybe a couple years ago now, but I need my music when I'm showering, and I'll sing along to whatever song, and, like, you will even see me, like, mouthing words to songs on campus. Like, I always am listening to music no matter where I'm going, and, like, even, like, when I'm at the gym, like, there, I'm just, like, I'm sure people are looking at me like, what the hell is this guy doing, but I'm literally, like, just mouthing words to songs. To someone else... I don't know. Probably, I would assume, like, singing happy birthday to someone, or maybe for another occasion, or maybe if I'm trying to, like, describe a song to someone or sing a song to someone that way, that would probably be it.
That's a great answer. I do a little bit of singing in the shower as well. Lately, I've been a little more timid to do that because I live with many DJ housemates that play, like, these intense DJ sets, like, whenever they exist. But I like to sing when I walk. I think I get it from my father, and I used to hate that he did it, but now I'm kind of turning into him, so I do it a lot.
Yeah.
And I think...
With that, I think it's time to get back into our regularly scheduled programming. So what's the next song, Jacob?
What did I put?
Oh, I have it up.
Just announce it to the crowd, because okay, I don't even know what I put first.
These are Jacob's songs now, and this is Dreamer by
Leve.
Leve. I would have said that wrong. This is Dreamer by Leve. Hope you guys enjoy.
Enjoy, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Let me be a dreamer. I can see the whole world from my own little cloud up by the Milky Way. I'll stay here forever and a day. You can't pin me down. I fear all solid ground. I'd rather be alone at tea. Love when nobody's making me. Oh, boys just make me cry. Believe me, I have tried. I've made my rounds, kiss some mouths. Trust me, I don't want a single soul around. Oh, I'm giving up, I'm throwing in my hat. I can't take another lifeless little chat. I'm moving up into a cloud, into my fantasy. And no boy's gonna be so smart as to try and pierce my porcelain heart. No boy's gonna kill the dreamer in me. I fell so fast I lost my soul. Oh, my melancholic days are few and far away. I've had enough, called it off. As far as I'm concerned, the switch is numb to love. Oh, I'm giving up, I'm throwing in my hat. I can't take another life.
That was Dreamer by Leve. Next up is a great song that I love by Better Bolivian Community Center, which was a collaboration by Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst. Next up is Dylan Thomas. Enjoy. Thank you so much for listening again. That was Dylan Thomas by Better Oblivion Community Center. Next, we have kind of a weird one, Mover Aware by Hobo Johnson from the album The Fall of Hobo Johnson. It's weird, but I was angsty in high school, so give me a break.
Fear them.
We've got a hot one for you.
Fear them. Fear the man who is without love, and the lover who lives without fear. Fear the man
who always wants to fight. He's not a talker, fear the talker who never wants to fight. He's got no guts. Fear the man who knows he's gonna die, so he cries every night and just denies his life's beauty. And fear the man who has heaven in his plans, so he gets so complacent that he doesn't call his family. Fear the man who doesn't understand that there's a million fish in the sea. Fear the girl who he really thinks is a different species. She'll rip your heart out. She makes my Mondays feel like Fridays. She makes my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Penny and Honest. And all I really want is for us to get along. For us to get along. She makes my Mondays feel like Fridays. She makes my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Penny and Honest. And all I really want is for us to get along. For us to get along. The girl moved away. Can't help but think there's something that I say that makes her flee my loving arms and smiling face and move to a place where nobody even lovingly says her name. You know, there's something that I do, like not text back for a day or two, that says she deserves someone better. But every single guy she's ever loved to me sounds really fucking dumb and stupid. If I become a man, I'll grab your cheek with my unwavering hand, and I'll tell you that I never second guess all the love we made. And you don't want kids, but let's think about it someday, you know. But you moved away. I grabbed you tight and then held you to your car in a shitty parking lot, you know. I really miss you, and I hope that you miss me too. I really hope that you miss me too. She makes my Mondays feel like Fridays. She makes my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Penny and Honest. And all I really want is for us to get along. For us to get along. She makes my Mondays feel like Fridays. She makes my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Penny and Honest. And all I really want is for us to get along. For us to get along. Full of films, the hopeless protagonist dies in the end. And whether his eyes stay shut or he just stops caring enough, it feels the same. You made my Mondays feel like Fridays. You made my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Benihana's.
If you can't tell, this show is loosely Valentine's Day themed, all about loves and lost loves and getting together and breaking up. Next is Good Girls, Don't Get Used by Beach Bunny.
Tonight. talk of getting close. You say you want you do, then act as though you don't. You're not a ghost. I'm not afraid of you. You say.
Again, that was Good Girls Don't Get Used by Beach Bunny off of their EP Blame Game. Again, songs are loosely love-themed. Happy early Valentine's Day, folks. Hope you take your partner out to a really nice dinner. This is Tighten Up by the Black Keys from their album Brothers. That was Tighten Up by the Black Keys on their album Brothers. The next song is totally not themed at all. I just like this one and I wanted to play it. But this is My Barn, My Rules by MCRT and Horse Girl.
Long mane, big hoof, shiny coat.
So we've been playing a lot of Kesha songs on air, and this next Kesha song, Only Love Can Save Us Now, is from her album Gag Order, which I think is less radio-friendly than the others. So tell me what you think.
I'm about to run you down the church in the steeple. Been baptized in Hollywood in the cathedral. The power of Christ compels me, I'm a demon. Keep singing hallelujah, nothing can save us. Got the perfection in his image, he made us. Yo, Jesus, take the wheel, I'm going through phases. The bit that was she did, her grave desecrated. Can you believe it? I'm about to blow your f***ing head through the ceiling. I'm getting sued because my mom has been tweeting. Don't f***ing tell me that I'm dealing with reason. Yeah, I'm possessive. Maybe I'm possessed. Yeah, I'm selfish. Shut up, eat your breakfast. I would kill for secrets. All my been leaking. I don't got no shame left. Baby, that's my freedom. Oh, yeah.